And Gordo has the wireless out amongst the P1s.
Yes, do you have me, Craig?
We have you.
All right. How you doing, sir?
Good morning.
What are you doing?
I'm here to hold the Marconi.
Ah, there it is, right up there.
Come on up.
Isn't that impressive?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky.
It is the Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Beating New York, Chicago, L.A.
That's right.
Yes.
Damn hell, yeah, right.
Heck yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm director of supply chain for a local company.
Oh, God. Boy, that's a beating. So there's no supplies today because you took the day off?
The plant's off today.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But I run my own radio station.
You do? What
is it? I'm an amateur radio operator.
Like a ham radio operator?
All right. W5SPK.
Oh, there's his call sign.
Okay.
What does take to get a ham radio operator license?
Study hard.
You have to
take a test. But if you pass high school physics, you can pass the exam.
My daughter
passed it, and she was age 11.
So wait, what do you do
on the
ham radio? Do you don't play music or anything? You just talk to people?
Well, we talk to people. We foster international goodwill. We're there.
That sounds boring.
Foster international goodwill. You're there for disasters?
Like Katrina, read the Katrina report. We're in there. We're doing
indeed.
The hard work. We just finished up all that hard work in Asheville.
Uh-huh.
And so we helped out a lot of people.
Is there anything that's illegal to do on ham radio?
Well, let's see. You can't play music. You can't cuss. You
really can't cuss?
Mm-mm. Frowned upon.
Very. Frowned upon. It's not illegal.
Well, the FCC always has their rules. Just like, they have rules for you, they have rules for us.
All right. But you can say hell and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, but there are, the usual,
seven dirty words.
Seven dirty words, ode to George Carlin.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thank you.
You can listen to FM radio around here. There's some music stations who apparently can't play music.
What does that mean?
At least good music.
Gosh.
Wow.
Why are you taking shots at the fellow radio stations?
I don't know.
All right, let's get over
making
here.
Jokes.
How are you doing, ma'am?
Mom.
Mom.
Mom, you have to do it.
What's your mom's name?
Pamela.
Pamela.
It's out now.
All right, Pamela, what's your story?
My daughter's obsessed with a ticket. And you. And you, Gordo.
And me? Oh, my goodness.
No,
How did you start listening to the ticket?
Mom? Oh, I was in the car and I heard it.
You were in the car and you heard it. When Mom was driving or when Dad was driving?
Mom. Dad doesn't listen to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Mom, so when did you start listening to the ticket?
When my husband would leave it on, and then that's how I got into it. And now I'm the obsessed one.
Really? So you're addicted to the ticket now?
Yes. I have a major problem.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. How many years have you been a regular listener?
About 14.
That's pretty good.
And what's your favorite thing on the station? What's your least favorite?
You guys are my favorite.
Oh.
And I don't have anything negative to say.
Nice.
Now, is this your only child?
No, I have a 14-year-old at home.
And
he should be at school.
Oh, okay. All right. How's he going to get to school?
My husband.
Okay. And why is this little one not in school?
We're going to school after this.
Oh, it's a parental field trip. Yeah. I see. Yeah.
And she had an appointment.
What's your name?
Ava.
Ava, and how old are you?
11.
11. And where do you want to go to college?
Baylor.
No. She's already got it decided. Oh, wait. Mom is saying no. Mom is against Baylor. Why do you hate Baylor?
We like OU.
No.
Yes, we do.
We like OU, okay. And
yes.
The kid clearly said
there
no.
There you go.
No.
See a helicopter. What does that mean?
They have a helicopter at Baylor.
They don't have them at OU. I know that much.
Yeah, so were you and your husband OU people?
No, I'm the OU person. I'm from Oklahoma. My husband's anti-OU.
Where'd you grow up?
Altus.
Oh, yeah.
Where
Altus is?
Yeah, I
have friends that live in Altus.
I do.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come up and visit you sometime. Let me know when that husband's out of town.
That sounds threatening. Oh, my gosh, look at the...
Hey, now. Oh,
I was kidding. Ava is a joke.
Ava, I'm just kidding.
She's like, oh, God, a scary guy's coming
no,
over.
Her face turned all red.
That was terrible. Ava looked horrified.
You're laughing, though, Ava, right?
Okay, yeah, we're all just having fun.
Just a joke. We're all having a good time. Oh, no, Ava's so embarrassed.
Ava.
Oh,
sorry, Ava.
Oh, God, don't make me laugh. Okay, that hurts.
I'm not trying to piss you off.
What's your name, sir?
Henry.
We've talked to you before, Henry.
You got me last time we were here.
It's my brother's friend.
Yeah, that's right. You knew George's brother.
That's right.
You were a swimmer.
That's right.
And what do you do now?
I'm retired.
And what do you do with your day, I mean, while you're retired?
I watch TV, take care of the dog, and do it what my wife tells me sometimes.
Oh, my God. Legends.
Are you enjoying your retirement? You don't sound happy.
I'm happier than I sound. Oh, I bought 2 trees last time I was here.
All right. Good.
Yeah, I named them George and Gordo.
Really? Well, now you got to get a Craig this time you're here.
Three.
What kind of trees did you
get?
Autumn Blaze Maple.
That sounds great. Both of them are the same?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little redundancy in case one goes down, you still got the other one?
Yeah. Yeah.
George will be fine.
Gordon's the annoying tree.
No way! All right, good. Well, I see someone over here that I know we need to talk to because we talked to her last time. And she's playing her iPad again just like she was last time. That's the same game?
Yes.
And what was your name again?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. And last time we talked to you, I asked what you wanted to be when you grow up. And you told me evil scientist or an artist.
To be a devil, and I was so jealous. My mom said I had to be an evil princess.
Yeah. Evil princess, yeah. Well, did you have any interest in being an evil princess?
No.
Oh, okay. No, no. When you go into evil science, what kind of things do you want to invent and work on?
A robot that would take over the world.
Wow.
Right? So, do you have a bigger goal than that, or is that that about as high as you shoot?
To make the world into lava, like before people were born or before dinosaurs were here.
Thank you for your time.
She's got it all figured out. Tell her Razor's coming up next.
Yeah. Razor's coming up next. You excited to talk about hockey in Finland?
No.
Right. Okay. Oh, this is a great promo for us there. Thank you so much. Right. Thank you guys for being here at Fan and Tree Farm.